I will be talking about the quote-unquote right thing. So when you think about like the right thing to do, obviously that's so broad, and there are, it's like every single decision you make, like what is the right thing to do here? How should I proceed in like the right way? And I thought of this topic because I, for anyone who does not know me personally, I am not too afraid to like speak my opinion most of the time. So I would say like there are minimal situations in where I will hold back on like what I should say, or if I should say anything, or like if I should get involved. And my whole life, like I just was thinking about this the other day, and I was like, when I was a kid, like when I was growing up, and I guess even recently, like this happened literally like 2 weeks ago, not even, but I have always been told like, I like wouldn't get involved if I were you, or like I wouldn't say anything, or like really, like you're gonna say that, like are you sure? And it's just like, oh my God, like let a girl live. I will be the nicest person ever, and I take a lot of pride in that. Like if you're nice to me, I will be so nice to you back, and I'll be nice to people that like I don't know. I think that is something that's very important, is to just be like kind to people. But if you fuck with me, mainly actually, no, I would say not even with me. I feel like if you, this is where it would most come out, like a good grand reaction. But if you fuck with someone that I love, I will have it out for you, and it isn't going to be pretty. Also, like, speak up on things that I think are important and, like, need to be talked about. And, like, this blog itself, I feel like everything I have talked about is something that I really want to be put out there. And I feel like it matters, and I'm not afraid to say it. And I'm not afraid to speak my truth about it. And I'm not saying everyone should agree with me. Like, that's not how the world works, and I understand that. But it is a chance for me to share what I feel and why I feel that way. And I just hope that some of these things like resonate with people, or kind of touch people and make them kind of think a different way. Thinking back like to being a child, so I have ADHD, as I mentioned in my first blog. And I have actually done quite a lot of research on ADHD, and especially in like young children, because I wasn't diagnosed with ADHD until I was 20, maybe 19. So a lot of things that I would deal with growing up, I didn't understand why. And one of these things is it's a very common and like very prominent side effect. One of the most common like side effects in undiagnosed ADHD, and I guess diagnosed, but for me, I had such like quick anger and irritation, and I like something that would bother someone very minimally. Like, let's just say like between me and my someone in my family, let's say when I was younger, or like at school, let's say something, like a teacher or something would get upset or say something to someone else and then maybe say that thing to me too. And I would get so upset. And this other person maybe like wouldn't even really be bothered. And I was like, why am I like this upset? And like, why am I this angry? Or like something that my parents would say to me, like as a kid, like I would get so upset and just like irritated. And I had nowhere to put it. I had nowhere to like put all of it. And I was just always being told, like, you're making too big of a deal about this. That was like that for me is a trigger, because like that and calm down, chill out. You're taking this way too seriously. It isn't worth being that emotional over. You're being too emotional, et cetera, et cetera. That kind of thing. That will trigger me so much now, because I always felt, and I still feel like this sometimes, but I always felt like my reaction to something was too much, majority of the time too much, sometimes too little, but it was always never right. And it was never like the right, correct reaction. And I just always remember being told, like, you're making too big of a deal. Like, you shouldn't be getting this worked up. And it gave me such a sad feeling. I just felt like, oh, so I'm actually getting kind of sad about this. I grew up feeling like my reactions weren't warranted and I didn't deserve to have a reaction the way that I felt was needed. And I'm an emotional person, 100%. Like, you will know how I feel. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I will speak up, or I will react, or I will cry, and I'm not exactly gonna hide that. And I think over time, like, there was a period of my life where I hated myself for the way that I reacted and the way that I would react. And I remember just thinking, like, okay, I have to do something about this, and I have to stop and slow myself down. And I would start asking myself, okay, would this person be this upset right now? And if not, I need to like react the way they would. Or like, if someone told me, like, you need to get over this, like, you're, in other words, but basically saying you're taking too long to get over this and it's making everyone else feel uncomfortable, I would have to get over it. And so then I just started thinking in my head, like, okay, this situation, am I going to upset other people for feeling this way? Am I going to upset other people for being this upset? And that is just such a backwards thing. Why should I be, of course, like, it comes with its limitations, but I think now, like, this just happened, something happened kind of like this a couple weeks ago where I found out something that I was pretty upset about. And I had found it out when I was like with other people. And what happened was like not okay. And I knew that, and I felt it like in my stomach. Like, I was like, what? Like, I knew it wasn't right to me. And I remember like being upset, and someone said to me, like, it's not that bad. Like, it's not that big of a deal. They apologized. It's fine. And I honestly just, of course, like, at the end of the day, I am, I'm slightly kind of glad that, like, I was just like, okay, like, whatever, because we had a fun day and it was great and whatnot. But it upset me so much, because that is basically someone saying, you being upset is not warranted. You're making everyone else feel uncomfortable, and you don't deserve to have this feeling and this reaction. And I couldn't understand that this person wasn't saying, like, it's fine, because it was fine. It was because they wanted it to be fine. And I didn't feel, I felt like I was doing myself a disservice. And after that, I never brought it up again. And you know what? Whatever, that's okay. And obviously, lingering on about things and, like, just, like, wobbling away in your sorrows is not healthy. But just because someone is telling you how to react, or, like, this is the right thing to do, does not mean it is your right thing to do. So, what, like, we all have different opinions and different viewpoints, and we have to remember that we aren't living our lives to please other people, and our version of the right thing is going to be our intuition, and our intuition is going to guide us towards that. And I felt like in that moment, I was like, this isn't fair to myself, and I don't actually feel good about this at all. I feel like I'm going along with this because I'm just wanting everyone else to be comfortable. And that's not exactly fair. And so I think that it says a lot more about a person telling you what their opinion is. They're very generously given voluntary opinion of how we should live our lives is not going to be the same as yours. And I think with, like, all of these people and these opinions and, you know, social media and books and magazines and whatever, whatever, we have opinions being thrown at us left and right about how we should live our lives and what is the best way to live our lives. And it gets confusing. Like, what one person could tell you, I actually was thinking about this because it's funny when you start to kind of really acknowledge and, like, recognize what these people are telling you and why. And so it's like, why do these people have such an opinion of how I live my life? Like, how does this literally have anything to do with you? And I think when we are getting that advice, like, for me, in that moment, and I felt afterwards, like, I knew in the moment I didn't feel it was fair to myself to let it go. And I felt afterwards that I was still upset, and I never said anything. And I did it because I didn't want them to be mad at me. I didn't want anyone to be mad at me. And then I was like, if I stay upset and I give myself the time that I need to, like, be upset about this, I am going to miss out on a fun day, and then it's just a lose-lose for me. So it's just like, that kind of sucks. Like, that's just, like, a shitty situation. And I think as human beings, like, one of our biggest issues, it's not always an issue, but I feel like one of the biggest possible issues is the natural desperation to be liked, or at least not to be disliked. And a lot of the time, like, that's subconscious. We're not going about our day being like, oh my gosh, what can I do for this person like me? And like, how can I impress this? Well, actually, maybe. Now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like I kind of do that quite a bit. But we're so hyper-focused on that, no matter if we think we are or not. And so in like one of my past vlogs, and actually my first little podcast, Don't Knock It Till You Try It, I mentioned that being selfish is like literally ingrained in us. Even if you were to complete like a selfless act, you're still benefiting by it. You still feel rewarded by it. And you're still somehow reaping the rewards. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying no matter what you sometimes do, like even if you're trying to be selfless, you're still benefiting from it because you feel good. And as a result of this, we accept someone telling us their opinion and taking the advice of how to proceed in that situation and then believing it and like believing that is the right thing to do because we either want them to be happy and be pleased that they gave us this advice and we're taking it, or we just want to cause the least amount of pushback and just kind of like get rid of the situation altogether. And all of this just leading to more comfort for ourselves and like kind of just like getting the discomfort and the negativity out, like out of the way. And I think it's like really crucial to recognize and really deeply understand that we are the only ones with ourselves every single second of every day. No one can understand and have the same perspective as you about your work, about your relationship, about your friendships, about your hobbies, about your dreams, about your goals. Like, there is no one else who understands how you feel and what you're experiencing to the T except for you. So you have to ask yourself, why am I trusting this person's opinion of like how I should live my life more than mine? And I think sometimes it's good to hear. Like, I literally said that in my last, or in like two blogs ago, in the Don't Knock It Till You Try It. I'm not saying shut people out and never take advice and like never hear what anyone has to say. I'm saying just because they're saying it does not mean that it is the right thing or the right way to go about a decision, especially like heavy decisions, big decisions that are sometimes hard to navigate on your own. I think going to others and hearing what they have to say is good. It's good to get a perspective, but the chances of it being the complete right thing to do is not accurate. Like, that's not gonna happen because they're not living that. So like another example was I recently confided in someone about something that had been bothering me, and I was kind of just like wanting to release it and get it out. And I released it. And I think in this situation, this was my opinion in that moment. I was upset. And this person had pretty passionate and strong advice for me. And I honestly believed it. Like, it's easy to believe what someone else is telling you because you think that they want to help you. And I think you hope for that. But I almost took action on it, like right away. And then I started to get this feeling in my stomach being like, this doesn't feel right. Like, I don't think this is what is supposed to be happening. And I sat and I pondered and I was like, yeah, I don't think this is my version of the right thing. And I realized this person who was giving me this advice has never been in a situation even slightly like this. And I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? That is ridiculous for me to almost have acted on. It was a pretty big thing too, to have acted on this and taken advice from someone who like actually doesn't really know what they're talking about in this category. And I am so glad. Like, I can be very confident, and to be very clear, I'm so happy and I'm so glad and relieved that I didn't take it and I didn't act on it, and that at the end of the day, it was purely my decision. And I'm so happy. And I think that example is just kind of sometimes like, why do people feel so obligated to tell you what you should be doing? It's so unnecessary. And I think it's so much more of a reflection of them instead of you. I think a lot of the time people give advice, it's partially, if not majority, of advice that they need and they're trying to tell themselves. That's what I feel I've come to with that. But I think it's our human nature to just, like, in that situation, I was like, okay, I want, you know, and really thinking about it, I'm trying to think in my subconscious as well of, like, what was going through my head and why did I feel so eager to, like, take action and agree. Like, I agreed with everything they said, and at least out loud. And then the only reason I knew that I didn't agree was because my intuition and my literal body was telling me, no, like, this isn't right. And this isn't what you should be doing. And I just wanted to make this person feel good, I guess. I guess it was like a chance for us to also connect a little bit more. And I actually kind of like regret it. I wouldn't say regret it. I think sometimes you say like certain things because you're upset or angry or passionate about whatever it is. And you're not, I think most of the time you're telling someone something and you're ranting about something, you don't actually want the advice. You just want to get it out. And I think I gave this person the power of telling me how to live my life by doing that. And I don't think at all that you should like hold things in and not talk to people. I think this is actually more of a message to people who ever are like hearing someone talk to them about something or confide in them about something. The majority of the time, unless they're asking for it, they don't want advice. Like, they don't want it. And you know, like, then you think about your parents and it's just like, you are telling me what you think that I should be doing. And I mean, I obviously, like, my parents are wonderful and they've never, like, you know, told me very strictly that I like have to do something a certain way, especially like big things in life. But you know, certain parents are saying like, oh, you need to go to this school and you're going to this school, or like you are doing this sport or you are doing this thing. And it's like, why why are you telling me how to live my life? Like, that is just so unfair. And it's important that you stand in your own ground and you honor how you feel and like what decisions you feel like you should make. Because if you don't, you're going to end up waking up one day and realizing that you're living your life for everybody else except for you. And that is going to be a shitty, shitty feeling. And so at the end of the day, it's very important to trust yourself and remember that with all of this chaos that's happening around you and all of these people and all of these opinions and the unwarranted advice, the only person that matters in making decisions is you. You're not living your life for somebody else. And you're never going to be happy if you are. You shouldn't be making decisions to make other people happy. And I think that for me, growing up, I was embarrassed. And people made me feel horrible about myself because of the way that I was and who I was. And it was actually kind of upsetting looking back. It is kind of upsetting looking back because I didn't know why I was acting that way either. And I think instead of anyone saying to me like, well, why do you feel this way? Well, why? Not no and not don't. But instead, I wish that I could have just been asked, like, why? Why do you feel this way? And, you know, what can I do to help? And I think that allows the person who's feeling that way to understand and kind of reflect on themselves and be like, oh, this is why I'm feeling this way. And this is why this hurt me that much. And I don't think that feelings are a bad thing. And I don't think that being emotional is a bad thing. And I think we're so stuck in a way, and I guess maybe in society, where it feels easier to not say anything and like not make a big deal about things because you just want it to be peaceful. Nothing is ever, you're never going to be happy if that's the case, if you're always just doing these things for other people. Anyways, I actually realized right now I've been talking for 30 minutes and I have been trying to actually even make these shorter. So that's unfortunate. But I guess the moral of the story here is I've never once made a decision that was like based on someone else's opinion and felt good about it. I've never truly felt to my core like good about that. And I think that in a way we like owe ourselves a certain level of discomfort to honor our feelings and to honor ourselves and like who we are. And someone else's right will absolutely be your wrong. And your right can be everyone else's wrong. But what matters is it's your right. And it's you who's making that decision. And you who knows what's best. So honor that and trust yourself. And understand that we're all different and our decision making and our reactions and our version of the right thing is what makes us who we are. So honor yourself and you'll live a happier life. All right. TTYL. Love ya.